The Navy's trying an innovative way to find innovative solutions. It's inviting smart people that know technology to sign up for an online game. It's an open-sourced war game where contestants can change both how the Navy and the game work. Don Brutzman is Associate Professor of the Naval Postgraduate School, here to talk about the massive multiplayer online war game leveraging the Internet, or Mowgli game. Don, it's terrific to have you on the program this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. What is the game, and what do you hope to achieve with it? Thanks for coming on.
Many thanks. Glad to be here. Mowgli is an online game that's a lot like other workshops, other war games, but it's over the web. People get to come in, they get a call to action challenge, they get to react to the key ideas, and then they get to make plans about how to go forward. Our next game is about the data dilemma. How can the Navy deal with so much data, amazing amounts of data that need to be protected yet need to be shared if they're going to be effective? It's questions of open versus protect. It's questions of, with all this valuable assets, much of it paid for by taxpayers, how do we get them out where they can be mashed up, they can be combined, they can be accessible, yet still keep the Navy safe enough to get its job done securely? We're pretty excited.
The game debuts on Monday, and when I come to this game, which we have a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, what will I find, and what will you, what will the Navy want me to do to participate, whether I'm in government or out of government?
First, what you will find when you come in is a call to action. This is a video that describes the dilemma with only a very small percentage of the workforce having access to smartphones, to apps, being stuck inside a very locked down environment. How can we get the data to be the center of what's shared rather than all the rules against the software doing bad things? We think that when people see this call to action, they'll go, aha, a piece of that is me, a part of that's my job, where do we go? You then find leading questions, each day a different theme, and you get to react to that to say, this is what I know. You get to read, this is what other people think about it.
What were the sequence of events that caused you to decide doing a massive online game like this would be the way to deal with the data dilemma issue? Not solve it necessarily, but at least make progress.
Well, for one, it's what's sometimes called a wicked problem. Wicked problems are things that are big and they change. They resist solutions. They resist quick fixes. Rather, when you start pushing here, it starts smooshing around and morphing and being a different problem. The data dilemma has been around for a while. It's something that, well, if there was an easy solution, or even a straightforward solution, we probably would have found it by now. The thinking is, by Department Undersecretary of Navy Management, the thinking is we've got to change our policies, change some of our approaches to consider data as the path for what do we focus on, not just the software security that controls how people do a lot of their business every day.
And it sounds like what I'm hearing you say between the lines, whether you intend it or not, and I apologize if I'm putting words in your mouth, but it sounds like you also want to tackle the problem that agencies all across government are struggling with about data, which is separating, handling the data from what we do with it once we have it. How do we analyze it? How do we collate it? How do we make it useful so that we can ask it questions, get answers, and then apply those answers to the mission areas where they're appropriate? Am I on track there?
You're definitely on track. That's a good insight. For example, there's all sorts of sensitive data about, let's just say, which ship is where and what are they doing? And we don't want to advertise that every day. We don't want to make it accessible to people who don't need to know. But, hey, wait a minute, what about next week or next month or next year? Wasn't that all good data? There's no more security consideration. Can't we learn lessons from what we've done? If we can't figure out what's worked in the past, it's going to be pretty hard to improve in the future.
I note that you don't just want Navy people to participate, and I mean no disrespect to my friends in the United States Navy, but why is it important that other people outside the Navy participate in this game?
Well, the cliche is you don't know what you don't know, and that sounds kind of silly and trite until it hits you square between the eyes. When you get those insights that somebody else says, well, we've always done it this way because we didn't want that problem. Sometimes we call it a knowledge accident, when different concepts from different people, different points of view come together and go, well, you know, we never did try this. We never thought about it before. That's an exciting thing to watch.
Dr. Don Brutzman's with the Naval Postgraduate School and participating in the leadership of the massive multiplayer online war game leveraging the internet, Mowgli game, surrounding the data dilemma. It starts on Monday, and you can find out more about it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Is this the first time that you've used this format to try to make progress on a big issue like this?
Actually, we've run over 20 sessions, 16 different games, several of them for repeat times. I've listened to your program before, Francis. It was great to hear you talking with Nicholas Girton.
Yep.
In the office leader of transformation for DAS and RDT&E. We've worked over a wide range of problems that have made us pretty brave about at least asking the hard questions and seeing what people think about it. Our most recent game was a big success. It was called Black Swan, and the notion was, how do you predict the unpredictable? What disasters might befall the nation that we haven't even thought about? And, you know, it was really curious because at face value, it's a contradiction. Nicholas Taleb's work on Black Swan was fundamental in informing this. And sometimes the answer is not finding a specific point solution, but rather being aware what's possible, knowing what your options are, becoming, in the author's terms, becoming anti-fragile, protecting yourself from really unforeseen consequences, grappling with that dilemma. So there was another dilemma. We just did it a few weeks ago. We got huge amounts of response out of it. We're excited now to apply it to a really specific area for the Navy.
Don, you hit on something in that comment that I thought about when Nick talked about the Mowgli that they did, and that I imagine is the case whenever one of these rolls out. And that part of it, part of the idea of putting it on is probably overcoming cultural objections where people say, and it's probably not nearly as hard now as it was the first one or two that you did, now that you're 15 or 20 into this effort. But I imagine there still is a little bit of an idea from some quarters of, yeah, this idea is not really fruitful, especially because it's something that, you know, 5 to 10 years ago wouldn't have even been possible technologically.
Well, we're definitely learning ourselves as we run these games about how to be effective. We're not trying to bend noses or upset cultures, corporate cultures, government cultures. We're trying to say, can people figure out the art of the possible? So we have a big trump card here, and that is that every player in this game is anonymous. They get to pick their own name. They can even create a persona about, well, here's my expertise, here's where I'm from, here's what I hope for. But then they get to speak their mind. Nobody has to pause to say, well, what would the boss say?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I have to get permission? Or am I going to get in trouble for this? We are really scrupulous. It's a lockdown, secure environment, but it's people playing on the web through secure browser connections, so they can speak openly, a sentence at a time, maybe a couple of ideas in a row, reacting back and forth. It's a powerful thing to take the brakes and the shutters off and see where people go.
I mentioned the game starts on Monday, and it runs through, it's open through the 17th. What's the timeline after that, that you'll collect the information and decide whether you got the kinds of response that you wanted and that you have material that you can work with, Don?
Well, Interestingly, everybody, in order to play the game, people do agree that not only am I anonymous, not only will I, you know, play well with others, but everything I type is going to be under an open source license. So we're actually publishing results on an hourly basis as these games go on. They're online, protected, screened for anybody to see and use. So it's interesting. When somebody comes to us and says, well, gee, we want to run a game too, this is the question we need to answer. We say, well, okay, but we don't answer your question. We're not going to decide for you. We'll pose the question. We'll let everybody bang on it, see where it goes, and then you, the leadership, the person who's really interested, get to say, well, you know what, I've got maybe thousands of pros and cons and alternatives. In the Black Swan game, we ended up with 70 distilled action plans for how to go forward. Dear sponsor, dear community, dear everybody, that's an immense amount of knowledge that's just been accumulated. What people do with it, that'll depend on them. But we're not going to be sitting here in judgment saying, here is the answer. Rather, we're saying, you have a much better understanding. We all have a better comprehension of the real nature of this challenge.
And you've kind of alluded to what I anticipate your response to be to my last question, Don, which is, how do you know that this has been successful? Will it just be that you've generated this body of knowledge that didn't exist before about how to deal with the data dilemma?
Well, we certainly hope so. And it may be that, have we captured the question right? Where are we going? Maura Sullivan is in the Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy Management, working on leading innovation and transformation. She's had some compelling ideas about how we go forward here. I'm a retired naval officer. I'm familiar with each side of the question, educating, reading, also protecting. My students will go back out. They'll go in harm's way. And a very common understanding here is that, well, this is so simple. Public stuff is public, and security stuff is secure. And, if it's classified, if it's locked down, you don't do anything with it. But frankly, I think that that classified enclave, ships and aircraft out at sea, Marines on the ground, they benefit from information mashups, too. They can all benefit from the lessons we learned in the public in being more open about sharing, getting more benefits about what we do. They have their own parallels. So I expect at the end of the day, or 5 years from now, we're still going to have, of course, classified and open, unclassified. But our understanding of information is going to continue to deepen how we deal with it, how we share it, how we take advantage of it.